Hello to Owen Frost, the man in the mirror. Look at him there, looking like... Do you remember that episode of The Simpsons when there was this new dog character, I think that Homer designed, called Poochie?
Why do you think I look like Poochie?
Just a bit sort of... just a bit stupid, really. Stupid cool.
They're back. The show with the pressure... and Frosty.
This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for.
Hello and welcome to the show. It is our September edition, and believe it or not, I've got my top out because it is unbelievably, unseasonably warm. It's topsy-turvy. We don't know what's going on with the world anymore. It was autumn-y last week, and now it's suddenly hot and sunny. The hottest day of the year in September. Only six of them have ever happened. How are you doing?
Yeah, I had my eyes done a little while ago, and these were what they recommended. I do tend to wear them quite a bit in the daytime now. If I'm just looking at the screen, I've got my glasses on, and if I read, I've got my glasses on.
That's not much time wearing glasses then, because you're not much of a reader, are you?
Very slow, and I can often read things and not even take it in. Reading stuff, and I'm just thinking, and the words are just not being processed. Reading isn't my... like number one way to learn, I wouldn't have thought. Like, it's probably just try and fail and then learn and do it properly. Ow, that burnt me. I won't do that again. Like that.
I see. So you're more of a tactile learner rather than an academic.
I'm not
That's fair enough.
I'm not listening to you, mate. As if it's going to hurt. Ow, bloody hell, that hurt. You know, it was right all along. Because someone comes to you with, you know, a stupid face and like stupid glasses and a clipboard, and they tell you not to do the thing, and you're like, I'm not listening to you, idiot boy.
Why wouldn't you listen to them, though?
That's what all the kids maybe think when Mr. Frost enters the classroom with a new fun way of learning, kids. Come on, it's going to be so good.
Are you too cool to listen?
I was with some cool people today, and they say this phrase that it's chill. So this this young lady said to me, yeah, I've been at a few festivals this summer, and I've been pretty busy with work events and stuff. So yeah, it's been pretty chill.
That's not a new word, chill.
But it sort of means then everything. I was like, wow, you've had a really busy summer, but it's been chill. I thought if you were just chill, then maybe you were like, just relax. And what are you doing this weekend? Yeah, not so much. Just going to sit in and read the paper really slowly and not take it in and just hang in the garden. Just, it's going to be chill. I thought that was chill, not having a really busy summer and doing stuff. I thought that would be an active lifestyle. But for the kids, that is chill.
I see what you mean there. Maybe chill has mutated to maybe like a positive thing, like cool. Cool can be loads of things now, can't it?
Yes.
Chill is more of a verb and an adjective at the same time.
Seems to mean everything now.
It's all chill. It's all cool. Take a chill pill. Being hot is good as well, isn't it? That's so hot.
Yeah. How hot? How hot have you been this week?
Oh my God, it's been ridiculous.
Yeah.
In school, in stuffy classrooms, 30 children.
Ugh.
It's been stinky and sweaty. And the first day back, I wanted to wear my new shoes and my trousers and shirt and look smart on the first day. I regretted it instantly. Like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my feet were like throbbing and everything was sticking. And you know that feeling where you think you should be wearing shorts and you're wearing trousers and your calves can feel the clothes? I felt completely trapped, and it was just the worst. So I'm wearing shorts and t-shirt now and sandals to school, and I like it. I like it.
Will you continue it into winter, even when it's when it's become actually temperature-wise more chill?
Oh, I like wearing shirts, ties, cardigans. You know I'm like a cardigan, don't you?
If you want to get away with it in the summer, then maybe just... start doing it a bit more into the early part of, not winter, autumn. Like mid-October, it's still going to be nice, I reckon.
I like wearing shirt and tie because that's a sense of I'm at work now, and then you take your shirt and tie off and you come home and you're relaxed.
I found a new dimension this time. Like earlier in the summer when we had this heat wave, I think I was quite hot and a bit like, ugh. But this time I'm just opting for mainly sports clothing. I've got my sports shorts on and no underwear right now.
No way.
Yeah.
Does it have a net to contain your nether regions?
Yeah, but I've got a pair that doesn't have a net, and I purposely try and make it like, wait, wait, you know, if you're on the bus or something.
You don't want the mouse to leave the house.
Or like just running across a crossing, like, whoop, whoop.
See, swing. That's kind of exciting. It's like a London kilt, perhaps, because they don't wear underwear.
I saw several men wearing kilts the other weekend. I'm going to get a kilt.
They're incredibly warm. They're made from wool, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very warm. That's why they wear them in the Highlands when it's all cold.
Well, back to my gym kit. I went out to do a shoot yesterday, and I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I was thinking, you look all right. But because I was going out to do this thing, and I took too much junk with me, I thought, I'm just going to put my PE kit on. So I arrived in like my gym t-shirt, gym shorts. I looked all right, but I looked stupid at the same time. But I was like, I was sweating quite a lot doing this interview, and it was really hot. Like, I carried my laptop with me and like the focus right and too much junk. So I arrived boiling, and of course it was warm in there, and I was a bit nervous. So I was sweating, but I was comfortable. You see, because I had my gym kit on and my hat was a bit like allowed it. If I'd have gone there trying to look good, trying to look Owen Frost in his new gear and my shirt done up with the top button and a tie, etc., I'd have really suffered. So I'm going for more practical now, whether that makes me look like I should be in a PE class rather than a rock and roll station. Hey, man. PE. The kids need more PE. I've read the stats.
They do. You could look like a millionaire, because millionaires wear what they want, don't they? You know, they don't dress like a millionaire. It's how you wear it, isn't it? Not what you wear. So just be comfortable in yourself and don't take risks.
Don't take risks and just don't. The kilt thing, you've put me right off now, because anything that would make me too hot, I can't really think of a time when I would need to be that warm other than maybe the football.
I do think they've got summer kilts though, you know, like they might have linen or cotton kilts the traditional kilts are woolen, so I'm sure they've got summer kilts. You could get like a thin one. I do like the idea of wearing a skirt though, like a male skirt. I think that's kind of a cool thing. I know David Beckham did it in the noughties for a little bit and he got ridiculed, but I reckon if you did it now, like a grey, cool skirt, I think it'd be nice. I think it'd look a bit edgy, and if enough people do it, you could get away with it.
Yeah, a sarong, I think they were calling that one.
Also, for the winter, I still think it hasn't happened yet, but I'm quite certain it will happen. People are going to wear capes instead of jackets. Because they look cool, and you can sort of put them around you like a blanket when you're cold, and you can just put them around your back, and they're not in the way, and your hands are free, and you don't feel imprisoned, and there's total freedom. But I think they also look really cool.
And if you run quickly, it will just flow behind you.
Yes. Yeah, so if you twirl, it'd twirl around you. You'd be like a superhero sort of thing. I am gutted that I don't have glasses. Like, my eyes are better than 20/20 vision, and I'm really gutted. Like, they're so good. They said, when I did the test at the opticians, they said, wow, you're like, no one reads that line, that bottom line. Like, you've got better vision than most people. And I went, oh, okay, that's a shame, because I really wanted glasses.
What's your hearing like?
What?
I said, I like your glasses.
Bilbo Baggins.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It's September. It's Owen's time to shine, because it was your birthday the other day. I hope you told that story to the adoring crowd. What did you do for your birthday?
I went to work for my birthday.
What did you do for tea?
We had sushi in this very nice sushi place.
The headline, isn't it, really? That's what people wanted to know?
Well, I'll tell you what people wanted to know. The actual headline was, if you look behind me, I bought myself a brand new electric Les Paul guitar, cherry red guitar behind me, and it's the best guitar I've ever owned. It's very delicious, very nice.
3-day high, getting back together, ladies and gents, touring the Winner's Triangle area this September. So get your tickets online right now from dice.com, and no touts, please.
Yeah, I'm writing an album as we speak.
Your friend Bob Dylan, I didn't know this, but he wrote songs in a way that his mouth made the sound come out for the word to go to the next, and sort of then put the rhythm and the melody to that.
Yeah.
That was completely new news to me yesterday that could even be a thing. That was better than Japan landing a rocket on the moon. Was like, wow, that's a way a song can be made. Well, Japan are doing it today if you read the news. This isn't the show August, it's September. I'd love a probe. When I go in, I ask them, hello. I've got a cough again. You know I'm always ill. Can I have a wee probe?
What are you talking about? He moved his mouth to make the words.
So he doesn't get it. No, but it's just then one word will follow the next in the shape of his mouth that works in the rhythm of the...
Like Eminem.
Well, he's not really... Is he... Does he make... he's kind of a bit gratuitous, a bit. He's quiet, and he's quiet. I don't know if he's like sonically trying to think. He's thinking of rhythmic flow, but to diss yeah. you, whereas Dylan is probably trying to make you sleep on a sunny afternoon.
I had a busy day on my birthday, but you also had a busy time because you were moving studios. I can see that you're in a brand new studio right now. How's it gone?
Yeah, I actually seem to pack things quite well.
It looks like you settled in.
It's work in progress, but it does feel very homely and nice. And the people that come to this hotel are really bloody cool, man. I'm like, wow. Yeah. I can't go in my PE kit feeling all right because they all look cool. And that's good to be around people that make you be above, you know, or don't be jealous of people, but learn from them. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Hello, I'm here. I know nothing. Can somebody teach me anything? I'm early for my own premiere.
Well, I'm glad that you're in that sort of environment, you know, you're making you step up and to just make a bit more of an effort, really. It's good to have that. Like, you're with me now, so every time we do a podcast, you get that experience and you get that practice. So I'm helping you when you're out there talking to the celebrities. You're welcome.
Thank you very much indeed. I will post you a check in the post with a stamp, and I'll address it to you, of all people.
Oh, that'd be very nice. My stage name.
Yeah. Yes. Old Hanky Wanky.
Music time. It's fun. It's sexy. Music time. With the pressure and frosted.
It's time for music time, and this month I've really loved this song. It's called Talk Too Much by Renny Rapp, and it just sounds like a cool indie song, but it just builds and builds. Like last month's podcast song, that was building and building. This one again just sort of hits a point before the chorus where it really sort of kicks in, so just have a listen to it and see what you think. It's going to start now. It's pretty cool. I really like that. So that is Renny Rapp, Talk Too Much. That comes from her Snow Angel album. She's on tour in America doing loads of tours and a sold out tour, but she is coming over to Britain next year. In November, she's playing in Kingston, Southampton, pretty much all over the UK. London, Hammersmith, Apollo, that's March the 1st. So keep your eyes peeled for her because I think she's great.
St. David's Day.
It is St. David's Day. Get your daffodils out. Get your leeks out.
Sounds like a rap if you ask me, but you didn't, so it doesn't matter. It was your bit. There's a band over from New York this week called Bodega. They played London. You might know their song from a little while ago. A funny satirical band from Brooklyn who makes some really cool videos as well. So they played a little show here in London. They got a new album on the way in the springtime, but they played at a cinema because they had a film out that was shown on the night as well. It's not out now, but they just showed it at the time. It's called PVT Chat.
Yes.
And the man in it, the actor, he's like obsessed with chatting to sort of webcam girls online, and he sparks up an actual relationship with one, and he's into online gambling as well, and he's a bit of a blackjack, and he gets interwoven in her life eventually, and then she's having troubles with her existing partner, and it's very dirty. It's extreme naughtiness, but it's an amazing film. PVT Chat, you can find it on streaming platforms. It's banned in the US because it features a penis, which isn't allowed on American telly, but it is allowed here. So yeah, PVT Chat, and it's directed by Ben from Bodega, who played in London last week. So look them up. They're a funny band from New York. You'll have heard their singles in the past. So as part of PVT Chat, he makes up stories to try and get these women talking to him when he's chatting to them on these like online channels. And he makes up this product that's like a... It's like, yeah, I'm working on this thing, and it's like, it's you can share thoughts with each other, and you can share thoughts with people around the world, and you can think as it's like you're having their thought as them. It's like this like mind, you can basically think something, it will go into the cloud and then other people can access it. So you put a chip in your neck or somewhere and you think, you just communicate in thoughts. You can sign up to be like a prototype and then you can just, rather than us even talking, we could just chat to each other.
Oh, I don't know about that. You wouldn't want to see what I think, would you?
Techno,
I want to see what you think.
Gym talk.
Ooh. How's the fitness been going? Last time I saw you, I put you through your paces and gave you some really good routines to be... have you been getting on?
Oh, it's been swings and roundabouts this month. I had bank holiday weekend, birthday weekend, and I just went a bit beer bonanza, and it went a bit crazy. So I sort of put on a bit more weight, but now I'm back on it again, back in school. I'm running 3 miles every morning again, and that's good. I feel like I'm back in the rhythm. My hamstring, which is playing me up all year long, has stopped, which is allowing me to run more, and I'm definitely on the right track. I'm down to 89 kilos after going up again to 92 kilos. I'm like swings and roundabouts, but I feel like I'm getting it now. My hamstring's working again, and I'm doing a 10K run next week in preparation for the 10K run that I'm going to do in Brighton versus Kenneth Empson. That's the big one. I have to beat him.
Keep that on the D-low. Let's make sure they don't find out ever.
Yeah, how's your gym life going?
It's going fine enough. Like, I train pretty much every day. It's just not like, I did some shoulder press today and I was like, oh, I can't remember the last time I did shoulder press. I did a few new moves this week. And I was like, okay, I did a bit of wheel today, which was quite fun. Yeah. I'm just not consistent enough. Like, there's some form of training every day, be it a HIIT exercise or be it a bit of gym or a bit of yoga, but I just have not got a proper written down routine. So we'll see. I'm still very active, but I think now, yeah, summer's over and those silly weekenders of mischief and naughtiness. If I can rule out a few of those, then hopefully if the diet improves, then the waistline can improve as well.
And what a diet you do have.
Yeah, although I did eat a full tub of popcorn last night, and that isn't unusual.
Popcorn's good. Popcorn's fine. It's like good for you. The popcorn is empty.
I actually didn't like it. I sent it back. I was like, it tastes like, it was just, you know, popcorn has got a bit of chew and a bit of crunch.
Yeah.
This was sort of just like, you'd have one chew and it was just sort of stuck all in your teeth straight away. There was no, I was like, this isn't normal popcorn. And then I thought,
it's
a bit,
toffee one.
I was thinking, is it burnt as well? And then it's like, this is really salty too. So I was like, this tastes a bit weird. What's weird? Yeah. I was like, the texture's a bit odd and it's a bit too salty. He was like, is it salted? I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay. And then I could hear him chatting to his mate. Yeah, he says it's too salty. And they were like, oh. But they gave me a new one, and the texture of the new one felt a bit better at least. And then towards the bottom of the bucket, it was that sort of sludge again. But I'm sure it was the popcorn and not me being a bit odd. But for like £6 or whatever, you want it to be good, don't you? Because if you buy it in the bag, it's always good.
Where are you buying this popcorn from?
The cinema.
You have to complain to a man? The cinema.
Where else do you eat popcorn where you can complain?
What did you watch in the cinema?
This film, PVT chat.
Oh, right. Okay, it's all coming together now. I thought that was a separate thing. I thought that you went to this, in my head, you went to this posh, trendy Hoxton restaurant that only sells popcorn, like the serial killer shop. I just thought you went to like this poncy popcorn place.
No, I went to a spit and sawdust cinema called The Rich Mix, which is really beautiful. If you're going to go and see a movie, see it there, kids. It really did have a nice ambience and vibe about the place. And I just hung in the bar for a bit. I was quite early for the film, so I thought, I'm just going to see here. They were trying to usher us into the screen, and I thought, that's nice enough out here. I'll just sit here not enjoying the popcorn.
Well, all that kind of popcorn, that's all good for you. So don't worry about the popcorn. It's that's a good one to eat. We've been starting eating in the evenings as a kind of a habit. It's called mochi.
Mochi. It's this beautiful. Yeah. I love that. It is made
it's
of like.
So good.
What's the outside bit made of?
It's like rice dough. Sweet rice dough.
Scrotum.
Yeah, so good though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's so tasty.
It's really nice, yeah.
It's like a dumpling, like but sweet, and then you've got ice cream in the middle. And it's an experience I've never had before. We've seen it in the shops, and we thought, you know what, I'm going to buy some mochi today. And we had some, and it just was so delicious. The textures. The ambient temperature of the rice dough, and then the cold of the ice cream, the chewiness, the melting. It's just perfect. So, and it's only 82 calories per mochi, so that's not bad.
Our neighbours on the ground floor, I looked through their window the other day. I can look through most of their windows, and they don't seem to have a dining table in the living room, and their kitchen isn't big enough, and the back room is just full of junk. So unless they have one in the bathroom, they must not have a dining table that we can see. Therefore, they must eat on their laps. I mean, how Philistine is that? Like, always eating on your lap.
I find it strange always eating at the table. Like, I was over Dave's house a few weeks ago because where I was working was actually very close to where Dave lives. I know where he lives now. That's a lovely, lovely flat you got. And Dave treated us to a very delicious stir fry. And it was good. The cashews, they were the stars of the show. Loved it. The fried, roasted cashews. And we ate at the dinner table. And it was very lovely, very sophisticated. But I did notice that I was eating a lot slower than I normally would. Maybe that's a good thing, you know, but I felt like, oh, I'm talking, but now I want to eat something and I want to talk and eat at the same time. It was good. I couldn't imagine doing that every single day because I just want to get it in my gob. Sit down, watch a telly for special occasions. Yes, but and guests.
You spent all that money doing up your kitchen and you just sit like slobs on your sofa.
Not like slobs. No.
Yes, like no, slobs. As you just spit everywhere, even on the screen.
Listeners, get in contact with the show. How do you eat your food? Do you eat it at the table most of the time, or do you eat it sitting down on the sofa watching the telly? Let us know, and you could be featured in next month's show.
But then, conversely, I think you're probably one of those weird people that would go and get a kebab, but take it home to eat it.
Where else would you eat a kebab?
Just walking, dropping bits, like...
That is scummy.
But it's scuzzy food. Why take it home and give it this royal treatment when you can just eat it in the street?
Like a slob.
Like an animal. It's fast food. Let's eat it fast.
I like eating fast food when it's contained, but a kebab, would you eat a kebab like a burger? Because that's insane.
But then I have wraps, so yeah.
Ooh, well, you have a kebab wrap?
Falafel.
That's not a kebab then, is it?
Maybe if I'm feeling really naughty. Halloumi.
Yeah, but if you had a full-on kebab with pita, with all the salads, all the sauces, imagine eating that, walking. You'd get it all over your top, all over your face.
You can stand. You're allowed to stand then. But I'm not taking it home.
I love taking a kebab home, putting on a plate, eating it with a knife and fork, eating everything. The bread.
It just almost doesn't make sense, but it's you, so...
I think kebabs have a bad rep. Kebabs have a bad rep. People think that they're unhealthy and they're bad for you and they're not very good quality meat. There was an article, or there was a bit on the One Show saying how good they are for you. You know, it's just protein, it's salad, it's bread. You know, it's a good meal to have. You know, it's not a scum meal. Thank you very much.
Techno robots. Gadget. News from a show with a pressure and frosty.
Okay, a piece in the newspapers today about the EU unveiling revolutionary laws to curb the big tech firms' power. So a list of revolutionary laws to curb the power of big tech companies, allowing customers to decide what apps will be on their phone and to be able to delete preloaded software such as Google or Apple Maps. Because there's loads of stuff that just comes on your phone, yeah. And you're like, you know, you can't get rid of some of it. So do you know who the big six tech firms are?
Apple.
Apple.
Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Meta.
Meta. He's doing well.
This is annoying. Intel?
No.
Samsung?
No.
One more then. Give me one more go. It's a Chinese company. Yeah? Huawei
aren't on the list. But okay. The people that own TikTok are on the list.
Oh, good.
And then also Alphabet, who own Google.
That's right.
Did you say that?
No, but I know when you said it, I knew it.
So yeah, you know when U2 used to put their album on your phone and you couldn't get away from it? Well, now you'll be able to get away. You'll be able to get away now. I like it because I don't have to think and people just put stuff in my mind and I don't have to. I like it. Oh, I like U2. I like Apple Maps. I like TikTok.
I agree with you though. There's a lot of bloatware. I think Apple's pretty good at not having so much bloatware, but there's so much rubbish on phones these days that you just can't take off. So I think that's a really good step in the right direction. I was driving home from work today listening to Radio 1 Newsbeat, and they were talking about how apps are... people are worried about the information that they're giving to the apps. There's one period tracker app. They were saying that it's asking so much information. They're worried that nefarious companies could take advantage. And it's right that you're saying that this new legislation is going to sort that out, because the power is so ridiculously in the hands of the companies that it's just beyond belief and beyond control. So it's great. Also, I like the fact that the governments now are saying, hang on, even though you're like a multi-billion, trillion-dollar thing, you have to sort your stuff out, like the Apple iPhone, which is coming out next week.
No way. Is this a 15?
This is going to be the iPhone 15. And one of the biggest things that is going to happen to all of the iPhones, for the first time ever, they're going to have USB-C charging instead of Lightning. Now, everybody's been asking for this for years, but Apple have been digging their heels in. But EU legislation have forced them to use USB-C charging ports, which is going to be great because everyone's got a USB-C charging port. It's going to be a lot more... lot more convenient for users, and also it's going to be better for the environment. You're not going to buy different proprietary dongles and whatnot for it, so it's great. That's one of the things. The dynamic island, which was only on the iPhone 14 Pro Max, is now going to be on all new ranges, regardless of the Pro, the size. Everyone's going to have the new dynamic island at the top, which is basically where the notch is, but now they've turned that into a screen which changes and morphs into whatever app you're using, so it's a bit more integrated, which I think is a really smart idea. And the Pro, they're changing that to the iPhone Ultra instead, and it's going to have a titanium chassis, which is supposed to be lighter and more durable as well. Aside from that, there's going to be performance upgrades. So I'm quite excited to find out what exactly is going to be going down at the keynote speech on Tuesday next week.
They're also saying that it will have stacked battery technology, a world first for smartphones. Stacked batteries are already widely used in the aerospace, aviation, and electric car industries.
Yes, batteries have been the one thing that has lagged behind in the development of microchips and all forms of technology. Batteries have been the sticking point, and they found ways around it. The previous iPhone had an L-shaped battery, which allowed it to have more capacity, but these stacked batteries are now sort of, as it is, stacked one on top of the other, which will allow a higher capacity. I still think that batteries have a long, long way to go to match the capabilities of technology as how it's advanced, but this is a step in the right direction. I'd be kind of keen to see how it affects daily life, because I know they're upgrading a lot of their processors and their 5G bands, which takes a lot more battery. So higher performance, more battery needed.
When the last one came out with the L-shaped battery, you and Stacey slept in an L, didn't you, on the opening weekend, because you were so excited. Now that it's going for stacked, are you going to bring the bunk beds back?
We are definitely going to bring the bunk beds back. We're going to see how long we last.
Oh, hello.
Oh!
Longer life.
We'll get you good. 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 We'll get you good.
Okay, it's time for What Gets Your Goat, and this month, it doesn't really get my goat, it saddens my goat, this. I've seen this a few times. Me and Stacey were out in the weekend, and we went to this place called Munchies, which is one of Reading's sort of, if you're in Reading, you know Munchies, and it does this great sort of fried breakfast. It's like proper traditional fried breakfast, good service usually. I saw this older couple, they were maybe in their early 50s, and they were sitting near us. And they were just on their phones, looking at their phones. They didn't say a word to each other, sitting down on their phones. The service was a bit slow that day, so we were sitting around and waiting around a bit. And then once they finished everything on their phone, they just sat and said nothing. They just looked and said nothing. And it was so awkward. And then they may say something like, oh, it's a bit sunny outside today. Oh, yes, it is. And then just nothing. And I just think, I've seen this loads of times, that you go to Wetherspoons or anywhere and you see couples on their phone not talking at all to each other, and then they've got nothing to say afterwards. And you just think, just talk to each other. If you've got nothing to say, just say what is in your head right now. What are you hoping to do today? Just think of things to say. Say something.
Munchies1985 at gmail.com, 2-3 Butter Market, Reading, RG1, 2DP.
Talk to each other, you slob. Stop eating dinner off your lap.
Do you talk when you're eating dinner off your lap then, or are you just shoveling it in?
Depends what's on, you know.
We know already. We all completely know.
We could talk about the show, you know. We go, ooh, I can't believe he did that, we say sometimes.
Minus the Tube, the London Underground. People, more importantly, they just don't really care how close they are, and they don't really move to sort of get into more space. I don't want anyone near me at all. I don't want touching. I don't want anyone to be just, touching anything on the Tube's gross enough. Touching another person is horrible. And people that are just like, they just sort of stand leaning out and sort of in a way that's sort of half blocked, like, pushing you into the corner, into a crap bit where your head sort of bangs against the window when the train's moving along and stuff. And if you use the Tube a lot, you learn to be one of those people. But I don't use it so much. I'm a sort of very casual user. It's almost like, oh, this is fun, I'm on the Tube today. And then I get stuck with them and I dislike them.
Yeah, there's a few ways around that. It's either change yourself, change your mindset, or have sharp elbows out, or cough, or breathe. You know, those are things. It depends. I think change yourself. That'd be the healthier solution.
Get the wanky hanky out.
Yeah, if you want to get rid of people, cough. Don't do that. That's wrong. Don't cough. That's so wrong. What you should do is just go, excuse me. Excuse me. I say excuse me a lot. I like saying excuse me a lot.
People crossing the road as well. Like if it's a sort of zebra crossing or a pelican crossing, like a sort of look for the car, or if a car's indicating to turn left, I am going to walk out if I can see that it's braking. I'm not going to wait till it gets there. And if you're in front of me, just learn the ways of the road. Like if the light's about to change, if you can see, okay, oh, the light just, for him, it's gone from green, amber, red. I can walk out and do my thing now. He's not going to come.
Don't just stand there for 10 seconds waiting for the green man, because it might break and you might be there forever with your face like that.
Yes. And also, people who don't press the button and they're standing there waiting, just standing there. Oh, well, I don't, okay, that's busy today. I turn up, press the button. 2 seconds later, green man goes. They don't even have any idea. They just carry on walking as if the world is just working.
When I approach a zebra crossing, depending what car's coming towards me, I sort of walk alongside it for a bit to try and keep the traffic moving as much as possible, and then I'll walk out. Unless I see a motorist speeding, in which case I'll sort of casually approach and properly step out for the jerk. It's like, there's 20 miles an hour here, and if you're going at 20, you wouldn't be jerking around, you jerk.
You jerk off. Yeah, I like the zebra cross, the green man buttons, where you press the button and it immediately goes red on the roads. It doesn't happen that often. You know the ones in your local area, but you know when you press it, it goes red immediately. Love it.
Yeah, but you're the kind of person that even if you're not crossing, you just press it and carry on walking.
Oh, like get out of town.
With your kebab, walking home with your bag of kebab.
Email the show. It's the way to go.
PressureandFrosty@gmail.com.
Thanks again for listening, everybody. We really do appreciate you listening and joining in with our natterings. And we read every single email. If you want to get in contact with the show, you know how to do it. It's PressureandFrosty@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter, or X as it's known, and that's Pressure_Frosty.
Stay safe, kids, and we'll see you in October.
It's time to say goodbye.
My favorite.
But there's no need to cry.
Yeah.
We'll be back again sometime. The show with the Pressure and Frosty.
I like it.